This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. It is a celebration in Italy, and I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation to introduce to us how Italy celebrates two memorial events. One, the foundation of the Republic, Festa della Repubblica Day, and two, the constitution that Italy lives with, even now with Giorgia Meloni, the premier in Rome. Lorenzo, congratulations. Hooray for Italy. You are in Milan. We'll start in Rome. I've seen a photograph of huge men on huge white horses playing music, marching through Rome. How is it celebrated this day, Republic Day in Rome? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, today is an important day for all the Italians because we celebrated, as you said, the Republic Day, which is the 78th anniversary. When the Italians, our grandparents, decided to go for republic instead of monarchy. And it is also an important anniversary of our constitution paper, 75 years. It's said to be one of the best constitutions in the world. So we are pretty proud of what we did in the past. And we are proud to celebrate such a day in Rome with our president of republic going to the monument early in the morning devoted to the unknown soldier to leave the flower's crown and stay for a while silent. And then going to the famous Fori Imperiali, the Imperial Avenue that reminds the magnificent time of the Romans, the Latin, when the military parade takes place. And it is attended by the President of the Republic, Mr. Mattarella, of course, the President of the two Chambers of the Parliaments, and all the highest ranks of our military forces. It's a nice military parade that normally is closed after, let's say, the famous, the band, the music band of Bersaglieri that run all this avenue playing their trumpet. And this is something that makes all the people very happy, around the street with the acrobatic team of our Italian Air Forces flying over Fori Imperiali and leaving this stripe of red, white and green, the color of our flag, well painted on the blue sky. Fantastic day, and it's also a celebration in all the major cities of Italy.
Yes, the flyover, 9 jets from the Italian Air Force, green, white, and red. Freccia Tricolore, your tricolors flying above, and the parade. I'm struck by how the parade represents many parts of Italy. Many people celebrating. It's not strictly a military parade. So it's a celebration of the beginning of the Republic in the middle of the 20th century. That's Rome. However, you and I both know we care much about how Milan celebrates Republica Day. So is there a parade?
Well, I was attending.
Is there a parade in Milan, or are you more discreet?
No, there was no parade in Milan. I was attending the ceremony that took place in Palazzo Dotti. Palazzo Dotti is the palace where the prefetto. Prefetto is the authority of the government in Milan. I mean, each of the most important Italian town have a representative of the government, and the name of this, civil servant is a prefetto. So I was invited in Palazzo Dotti. We were in a beautiful garden that you cannot see from the street because you have to enter the palace. It's a beautiful garden where there was also the mayor of Milan and all the mayors of all the cities that are around Milan in what is called the metropolitan area. Of course, we had also the local authorities and even a representative of the civil society. So it was a very, I would say, nice happening with a speech delivered by the prefetto, reminding also the important time that Milan is living nowadays with the celebration of Alessandro Manzoni, 150 years from his death. And we should remember that Alessandro Manzoni is the one that has made the language, the Italian language, as we are speaking today. So he did a lot of recalls to the famous novel of Alessandro Manzoni that has a lot of importance in terms of ethical behavior for citizens and for good citizens particularly.
You tell me that Milan, because it's so popular, really popular, has more foreign consulates than any other city in Europe, maybe in the world. Were the consulate representatives in attendance of the celebration?
Absolutely. You did say very right. Milan is the town in the world that have more representative of all the nation. I think, if I remember, 125, more than New York. And the most of these consuls were attending the ceremony today in the garden of Prefetto. I met the one of France, your representative, as well as from Argentina, from Czech Republic, from Paraguay, from Germany. So the most of them were also attending this important day.
Just a moment with this celebration in Milan. You have many significant cultural institutions. You tell me that the man who's in charge of the Leonardo Codex was in attendance. Is that correct?
Correct. When I said civil servant, I was meaning some of the most important representative of the Italian society in Milan, which means, culturally speaking, the chairman of the museum, Biblioteca Ambrosiana, where the Leonardo Codes is under custody. This guy is a priest, by the way, is a Catholic priest. There was also the chairman of the Museum of Science and Technology. There was the dean of the Politecnico and the dean of the Catholic University. So there were many people. There were also some important representative of the Italian industry. You know that Milan is also very active, industrially speaking. And so there were many people attending such a ceremony.
About the flooding in Emilia-Romagna that we've spoken of, with loss of life and much damage, I learned now from the headlines in America, there were cyclones. This is regarded as a 1 in 200 year event that made the flooding much worse. How is the recovery right now? Have they started to dig out yet? Are they still looking for trouble? We have about a minute.
Yes, they are recovering the most of the places that were flooded. The water has been removed. All the people came back. There are still some water in the fields in the area nearby a small village of Cesena. And unfortunately, this water is causing a lot of problem in terms of smell and so on. But I would say that the restart of those areas is again in place. And there is a lot of activities in order to preserve the season, the summer season on the Adriatic coast that is very famous because a lot of tourists goes there, particularly from the north of Europe. So we do hope that the situation will get to normality in a couple of weeks.
You mentioned the tourists. Half of Italy, Lorenzo tells me, is under umbrella today because it's sunny weather, correct, Lorenzo? Sun came out.
Correct. It's a nice time right now, summertime, I would say. There are some thunderstorms in the afternoon, but during the day, sunshine and good temperature. So the right time to go to the seaside.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, celebrating Republic Day in Italy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.